התשובה היא כי הפרישוס ודאי צורך ומוכרח. פרישוס is necessary. והזהירו עליו החכמים זכרנו לברוכה עם חזל ומזהיר about it, as we find in the חזל. ומה שאמרו, this is what חזל said on the פסוק קדושים תהיו, פרושים תהיו, you should separate yourself, a person should be separated. אוי דאמרו, חזל said further, כל היושב בתיינס נקרא קדוש. Someone who sits in time, someone who fasts, is called a Kaddish. Abba Chaimim Minazir is a Kalachaimim from a Nazir that's called a Kaddish, even though he's not fasting, just because he's not drinking wine. So Kalachaimim is someone that's fasting is called a Kaddish. Yeah, we'll get to that. That's the other side of the coin. Oid Amru Tzadik Oichel Lusayva Nafshay. Tzadik eats only to satisfy himself. Zechizkiyo Melech Yehuda. This is talking about Chizkiyo. Shayumalim loy. Chizkiyo is a very, 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 very big tzadik. It says that if his Zohar would have been Zohar, he would have been Mashiach. He's a descendant of David HaMelech, and he was roy to be Mashiach. Shayumalim loy al shulchanai shtei litrin shal yerek. He would put two servings of vegetables, a litre of basa b'chayim and a serving of meat of a certain measure. But Yisrael maligim v'ayimim zeh melech. That's what a king eats. That's it. I still remember our first kiddush in Bnei Shalom. That reminds me of. We walked in and there was bagels and cream cheese. And you know, we first moved to Waterbury, we didn't know what to expect, and we went in there, we were invited to a kiddush, we were expecting challah and kugel, like, Zeh Melech? Zeh kiddush? Oy damar b'rabbeinu ha-kiddush, power of cream cheese. Oy damar b'rabbeinu ha-kiddush, b'shas misasai at the time of his p'tira, Zokaf Eser et Ba'isa V'Omar. He lifted up his 10 fingers, he straightened out his 10 fingers, and he said, Golay V'Yadua L'Fanecha, he said to Hashem, it is revealed and known in front of you, Shalay Ne'enesi Min Ha'olam Hazeh Afilu Be'etzba Ketana Shali, that I didn't have enough from this world, even with my small finger, I didn't even have a small share of pleasure from this world. Seems to be an outright series, what the Mesillas Yesharim said before. It says that a person's also leading and asadin on anything he saw that he didn't eat. And Rebbe leaves the world and he says, I it's Golei V'Yadua that I didn't have any hanah from the world. I'm showing the seer. Oid Amru Chazal said further, Ad she'odam isfal adivrei Torah she'yikonsu b'soich meyo. Before a person davens about divrei Torah that they should go inside his stomach, he should daven about food and drink that they shouldn't come into his stomach. Someone who's filling himself with all kinds of delicacies can't expect to shteig in Torah. Pretty strong, no? For Americans like us, it's very uncomfortable. What are you asking? Is he on Shlomo Melech? That's all the question here. Hein kol eila ma'amorim moirim v'feirush. Tzarech ha-prishus v'achayva boi. All these ma'amorim show clearly the need for prishus, the important need for prishus. Omnom al koponim shvichim anu l'tarat ha-ma'amorim ha-moirim hebech. There's a theory here. Prishus, it's a good thing or a bad thing? What's going on?
I think it's a good thing, but the potential that exists for bad, it's so great that down in Madrigas they translate all the good, so it's better to be punished with it than to actually delve into it.
What's a good thing?
I asked you about Shlomo, right? So it could be that being Isaac and I guess Achila, Shtia, all this is really, really as a Tzad Kedusha, but the Tzad that there is, that it exists for evil.
I think he's going to say something like that, but a little bit of a different stress. Okay, let's keep. I want to comment here, but I want to get a little bit of a flow of themselves with charms. Let's read for another 2 or 3 minutes, and then we'll talk a little. Unevar ato haprishus hatoiv v'noimar, and we'll explain now the good precious, and we'll say the following. We'll talk about good precious now. So now we, the Mesillas Yesharim is telling us there's good precious and there's bad precious. Now we're talking about good precious. I skipped. I'm sorry. Acho inyanu. Kivadai chilukim rabim v'ikarim yesh b'davar abbas. Definitely there are many chilukim, many fundamental chilukim in this thing. Yesh precious shenitztavinu boy, there's precious that we are commanded in. V'yesh precious shehuzharnu alav levilti yikashal boy, and there's another precious that we're warned not to chas v'shalom do that precious. One of the most pointed psukim. Alti tzaddik harbe. Don't be such a big tzaddik. Don't be such a shleimer. According to you. Unevar ata harishus atoy v'noimar. Kine achashes boru lanu heyoyis kol inyanei ha'olam nisyanis la'adam. After it has become clear to us that all the inyanim of olam hazeh are nisyanis for a person. I have to say again, I can't possibly repeat every single shiur, the insights that I gave in the earlier shiurim. But I guess people should ask each other, and people who weren't here in the beginning, the reason why, I'm just saying it in one sentence now, and Ellie will fill in later. The reason why we ourselves shouldn't be prushim and so on, is not because we hold it as more kedusha to eat. It's none of that. The reason is because for us, involvement in olam hazeh is a necessity. It's not the pshat that we hold that either we're not into musar and we don't hold the precious, or we hold that some kind of theory that if we eat a lot of things, we're mamash being mekadeshet. None of that stuff. It's that for each person, what his necessity is different. And for us, we're pampered American people, so for us, the necessity is different. But it's not a lack of focus on musar, and it's not a lack of focus on precious. Precious is a chashuv thing. It's not like this is not for us. We hold a precious. Whatever the gvul is of what we need, more than that, we hold a precious from. It's just that our gvul is much broader than the Ramchal could have ever imagined. We talked about this barichos. I just wanted to. I'm talking about the good precious. We have to remember this. When a vayarata a precious atayv, all in yoni oilam hazeh are nisyayin for a person. Like we already wrote before, and we showed it, we proved it with proof. It has become clear to us. His amis lashon of truth. It has become clear to us. It has become clear to us the tremendous weakness of Adam, and how close he is to Ra, how easy, v'kirvas daita el kol ha'rois, how easy it is for Adam to things get slippery, how easy it is for an Adam to slip. Yizborer behechach shekol ma sheyuchal ha'adam lehimaleit min ha'inyonim ha'ele roi sheyahaseyo. So it becomes clear that anything that a person could do to keep away from these things, it's roi that he should do. Kedei sheyia nishmer yoyser min ha'ra asher b'raglayim. So that he should be able to keep away from the ra that comes along with him. Kehine. Ein lecha, these are the words, again, I can't stress enough times, we believe in every word of this Mesilas Yesharim. Not to take my valiant attempts at preventing precious, to be not believing in the Mesilas Yesharim. We believe every word of this Mesilas Yesharim. We just also believe that we have to be very, very, very healthy. And not to do anything before we're ready for it, and not to take on a madrega before it's time for it. There's no world taina. There's no first class taina. Tainug, I'm sorry. There's no real pleasure that doesn't bring along with it some type of chay. That can't bring averus along with it. Derech mashal, for example. Hamaycho v'hamishta, eating and drinking. Kishaniku mikol yisurei achila. If a person can cleanse his eating and drinking, that there are no yisurei achila, so it's kosher. There's no bugs in it, and so on. Everything is good. It's clear. Hine mutarim hem. They're mutar. Amna miloi hakores moishich achar prikas oil. The teva of a person is that filling your stomach brings about a certain sense of prikas oil, throwing off the yoke of ruchnis. We'll talk about this more in a minute. Drinking alcohol brings with it pritzus. Okay, we'll stop there. I made the suggestion a while back. I think it's a good first step for us. The facts of the Masilas Yesharim are saying are plain facts. They're pashut the things. Volba is a very, very famous thing that he says, that he asks like this. We all know that davening Shemayne Esrei is Rabbanan. And we know that benching is Deraisa. Right? Benching, the Yachaltav is Savato Verachta. Benching is Deraisa. Shemayne Esrei is Rabbanan. So why is it that it's easier to have Kavanah by Shemayne Esrei than it is by benching? So there's a few reasons. We're more decorum when we're down in Shemayne Esrei. We have a siddur. There's nobody talking. There's some basic reasons. Revolva says the reason why it's easier to have kavana by davening than by benching is because by davening we didn't just eat. And anyone who ever tried to daven when they just ate knows it's just as hard as benching. When you just eat and you're full, it's very hard to focus on seichel, the sichliestika things, and ruchliestika things. It's very, very hard to focus. There's something about indulging in gashmias that dulls a person. It's very hard, right after a Shabbos, to open a Gemara. It's almost like a jarring thing. It's very, very hard.